All right, it's poll topic time. JD, it's our last poll topic of 2018. We're going to do some Christmas movies. What do you think, man?
Super excited. Christmas time, coming off of Halloween through Thanksgiving, December, favorite time of the year. Like autumn to winter, count me the F in. Let's get holly and jolly.
All right, and let's go right to 1996. If our audience selects this one, we'll review it. Jingle All the Way, starring Arnold Schwarzenegger, Sinbad, and the late Phil Hartman. It's about a father who vows to get his son a Turbo Man action figure for Christmas. However, every store is sold out. He must travel all over town and compete with everybody else in order to find one. JD, what might we cover if our audience selects Jingle All the Way?
This is our first Sinbad movie, isn't it?
It is.
First Sinbad movie, not our first Arnold movie, and it won't be our last Phil Hartman movie. This is a really kind of a cool movie in a lot of ways. Sinbad's awesome as just the psychotic mailman with mail bombs and all sorts of wackiness, and watching Arnold try to be like a regular suburban dad operating a freaking random ass company, and just Booster, just nobody likes Booster. And one of my all time favorite movie quotes, "This is my ball!"
Love it. Poll topic number two, we're in 1988, talking about Scrooge, the comedy drama fantasy starring Bill Murray, Karen Allen, and John Forskin. It's about a selfish, cynical television executive who's haunted by three spirits bearing lessons on Christmas Eve. JD, what might we cover if our audience selects the Richard Donner directed Scrooge from 1988?
Dude, this is a Dickens of a movie, is it not?
It and is. I love this movie.
Every other word that we will say will be Dickens, because we will have the Dickens in us for the holiday season. Bill Murray is just amazing. I think Bobcat Goldthwait is in this as well.
He is, yep.
And this would be his first appearance. Or Goldthwait, I have no idea how to say his
name. Oh, you got yes, he does. For poll topic number three, you'll shoot your eye out, kid. A Christmas Story, which is directed by Bob Clark, stars Peter Billingsley, Melinda Dillon, and Darren McGavin. It's in the 1940s. A young boy named Ralphie attempts to convince his parents, his teacher, and Santa that a Red Ryder BB gun is really the perfect Christmas gift. JD, what might we cover if our audience selects the 24-hour TNT TBS special, A Christmas Story?
Yeah, let's be honest, audience, you're watching this movie this year regardless.
Right.
It's already on your list. It's going to happen whether you like it or not. It will be on the TV and you will see it. With that being said, it's a great movie. It's well casted, it's well acted, and everything about it sort of encompasses the Christmas spirit. And there's a lot of visual elements in this movie that sort of capture what it's like to be a kid and what it's like to be facing the odds of the bottom of Santa Claus's boot.
Poll topic number four. This one might have a little controversy on it, JD, but we're picking Die Hard from 1988, starring Bruce Willis. It's about John McClane, an officer of the NYPD, who tries to save his wife, Holly Gennaro, and several others that were taken hostage by German terrorist Hans Gruber during a Christmas party at the Nakatomi Plaza in Los Angeles. JD, what might we cover if our audience selects Die Hard?
We're going to cover a lot of controversy over, is this a Christmas movie or is this not a Christmas movie? I personally haven't seen this movie in a good 20 years.
Yeah.
Maybe longer, so I'm excited to jump back in and see the elements of why people call this a Christmas movie. Changed my mind. You know, Just Friends starring Ryan Reynolds and Amy Smart is a Christmas movie in my mind, so why can't Die Hard?
I do like Just Friends.
Nice. It's such a good movie.
All right, so I'll give the rundown one more time. Number one, Jingle All the Way. Number two, Scrooged. Number three, A Christmas Story. And number four, Die Hard. So head over to our Twitter right now. Cast your vote. It's going to run from today, which is Friday, and it's going to go all the way until Monday evening. So get your vote in. JD, I'm going to give you one chance to sway the audience here. What's your pick for our Christmas poll topic?
My pick is definitely Scrooged, and every year, that's my go-to Christmas movie. Everybody has their go-to Christmas movie. Maybe it's Elf, maybe it's Christmas Vacation, which I feel like that's yours, Kyle.
It is. Shitter's you know, full.
For some people, it's Christmas Story, but for me, every year, I watch Scrooged. I also watch A Very Merry Christmas.
Oh, yeah, on the Netflix. I watched that once. I liked it the first time. I just haven't gone back to it.
So good. I have, since that's come out, that's been a staple for every Christmas as well. So.
Okay. Well, there you hear it. I think I'm going to go... I'm going Jingle All the Way. I want more Arnold. I want Sinbad. I want Phil Hartman. I think that's just a fun episode where we're going to do a lot of impressions. And I don't think you can get enough of Arnold Schwarzenegger trying to say the word Turbo Man. It's a challenge for him.
The Turbo Man!
Ooh, it's a challenge for you, too.
It's brutal. That was not good. But I'll get it better if I can watch the movie again. So get over again on Twitter right now, at Back in Time Pod. Vote for the Christmas movie you want us to cover, and we will review it to close up the year.